A first-time director navigating tricky tonal shifts helms a comedy about race that is also a dramedy about family. The new movie American Fiction has a lot of moving parts. Critic Bob Mondello is impressed by the way they fit together.
Professor Thelonious Ellison, known to friends and family as Monk, has not been having a good day when his agent calls about his latest rejection by a publisher.
They want a black book.
They have a black book. I'm black, and it's my book.
You know what I mean.
You mean they want me to write about
a cop killing some teenager or a single mom in Dorchester raising five kids?
Dorchester is pretty white now. But yes.
Monk's having this conversation while trying to hail a cab that ignores him and picks up a white guy just a few feet away, which does not help his mood. Then at a book festival, his symposium is sparsely attended because everyone's down the hall listening to best-selling author Sinatra Golden.
How did you come to write this book?
What really struck me was that too few books were about my people. Where are our stories? Where's our representation?
Would you give us the pleasure of reading an excerpt?
Yo, Sharonda, girl, you be pregnant again?
It's just too much. Monk, played as increasingly exasperated by Jeffrey Wright, retreats to his family's beach house where he gets an idea and sends it to his agent.
I be standing outside in the night.
Deadbeat dads, rappers, crack.
You said you wanted black stuff.
That's black, right?
I see what you're doing.
Monk insists he send it out under the pseudonym Stag R. Lee, and to both their astonishments...
We sold your book.
No.
We believe Mr. Lee has written a bestseller.
It's a joke.
The most lucrative joke you've ever told.
Now, is Stag a pseudonym?
Yeah.
Mr. Lee can't use his real name.
And now the lies start piling up. His agent claims Monk's in hiding because he has a criminal past.
Can I ask what you were in for? Was it murder?
You said that, not me.
Now, if this were all that filmmaker Cord Jefferson were doing, it'd be kind of a riot. But he's got bigger fallacies to fry, or delusions to deglaze, or stereotypes to stir, or whatever.
We think it is going to be the read of the summer.
Yeah.
I'm sure white people on the Hamptons will delight in it.
Yeah, we will. It's going to be huge.
American Fiction is based on Percival Everett's 2001 novel, Erasure. The novel embeds Monk's entire ludicrously stereotyped book inside its story, makes it the craziness, so the author can make Monk's emotional life more nuanced, his relationship with his mom, say, who's slipping into dementia, as played by Leslie Uggams in the movie.
Is that monkey?
Frightening.
You look fat.
In the film, instead of giving us the book itself as bait, the director baits us with the publishing craziness surrounding it so he can deal more subtly with the emotional stuff. And it's seriously engaging. Monk's ever-supportive sister, played by Tracy Ellis Ross.
Books change people's lives.
Has something I've written never changed your life?
Absolutely. My dining room table was wobbly as hell.
Oh my God.
Before your last book came out, it was like perfect.
His recently come out as gay brother, played by Sterling K. Brown.
Did you know Dad had affairs?
Oh, for sure.
Why am I the last to know?
Because you love them too much. Enemies see each other better than friends.
And Monk's wiser than he is girlfriend, played by Erica Alexander.
You can't write interesting characters and be critical of every bad decision they make, right?
Maybe you should be the writer. I don't feel like much of one lately.
Monk is hiding his increasingly public writing from all of them, but also hiding himself, all while the filmmaker shreds the entertainment and publishing industries for the voices they erase and the others they compromise.
The dumber I behave, the richer I get.
Balancing all the different tugs of this material and making it moving and jazzy and hilarious, you'd think would challenge any filmmaker. But first-timer Cord Jefferson seems to have no trouble making it live up to the grand title, American Fiction. I'm Bob Mondello. ¶¶